From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Nick Yale. Since the beginning of October, the Capital Region Medical Center in Jefferson City has been phasing in new clinics to its recently renovated building. The $38 million expansion broke ground in February 2014 and added 115,000 square feet of space for clinics and specialty providers. Yesterday, the hospital held an open house, which included tours to the public. Director of Facilities Martin Grabansky said the focus of the expansion was customer satisfaction.
We have set this up for the convenience of our customers. You'll notice that there's parking very close, convenient, under the building, in front of the building. We have pharmacies on the second floor, also coffee shops and Wi-Fi friendly and gift shops. So it's really made for the ease for our customers' access and use.
Clinics will continue to move into the building until mid-December. The mayor of a southwest Missouri city has resigned. The Joplin Globe reports that Webb City Mayor John Biggs turned in his resignation Monday. Biggs, who has been mayor of Webb City since 2006, says he's resigning to spend more time helping his daughter, who lives in Texas and is suffering from a chronic illness. Biggs was elected to the Webb City Council in 2002 and served as mayor pro tem before becoming mayor. Webb City has about 10,000 residents and is located about 150 miles south of Kansas City. City officials have announced plans for a parade to celebrate the Kansas City Royals World Series win. The city says in a statement that the 2.3-mile-long parade is scheduled to start at noon Tuesday in the downtown Power and Light District and will head north before ending at Union Station, where a victory rally is planned. Missouri firearm owners will not have to worry about the size of deer antlers this fall. The Conservation Department announced it's repealing the previous antler restrictions in Missouri for a portion of the firearm season. The previous restriction only allowed antlered bucks with at least 4 points on one side of their rack. Bill Crane, owner of Crane's Meat Processing, explained why he thinks the restriction needs to be uplifted.
The last 2 years, we've seen a lot of big bucks with racks, just ugly racks, and that's nothing but mixed up genetics. I think he needed to do away with it.
Hunters can kill antler bucks with any number of points during the firearms portion of the season from November 14th to 24th. Hunters will be limited to filling a maximum of 2 permits for antlerless deer this fall. The Harrisburg School District is asking voters to approve a 67-cent tax levy increase at the polls tomorrow. The district has recently been operating under a deficit budget, and funds would help schools get back into the positive. The money would potentially help to maintain instructional programs, quality teacher retention and recruitment, and facility maintenance and improvements. Harrisburg Superintendent Lynn Proctor says it's time to get serious about bumping up funds for her students.
The last time we have had an increase to the district's operating levy was in 1991. So obviously over the last 24 years, our expenses have increased, and we're just needing to find a way to stay ahead of those increases.
Proctor says the increase is crucial to balancing the district's budget, which can't operate in the negative long term. A Missouri Highway Patrol trooper has resigned. This comes after a former prosecutor withdrew a complaint against him for criticizing the patrol's handling of a 2014 arrest. KBIA's Andy Humphrey has more on the developments.
The Highway Patrol issued a statement Friday saying the appeal hearing scheduled for today is now canceled due to Sergeant Randy Henry's retirement. Henry had openly criticized the way his organization handled the aftermath of a 2014 drowning of a handcuffed Iowa man in the Lake of the Ozarks. Former Special Prosecuting Attorney Amanda Grellner withdrew her complaint Friday. Her attorney, Michael Berry, says she is trying to escape criticism from a previous incident.
She has always been particularly interested in clearing her name and clearing any remaining suspicion there was that her son was somehow involved in a sexual assault of a young girl in 2012, but somehow or the other that kept getting brought up in connection with the drowning investigation.
Berry says Grellner's son should have never been a suspect in the case. He added that he doesn't think the investigation of Grellner's son had anything to do with withdrawing her complaint against Henry. Henry's attorney was unavailable for interview, and the Highway Patrol declined to comment further. Andy Humphrey, KBIA News.
Missouri judges are getting a pay increase this year, even though lawmakers didn't set money aside for the raises. Supreme Court, Court of Appeals, Circuit, and Associate Circuit judges are getting paid about 1% more than last year. Supreme Court spokeswoman Beth Riggert says money from 6 unfilled positions was used for the raises, which totals to about $538,000 for the budget last year that began July 1st. The pay increase is based on a 2010 state board recommendation that tied state judges' pay to their federal counterparts' salaries. Nick Yale, KBIA News, Columbia.